28th season of Bedrock 66 Live kicks off with an evening of psychedelic indie rock and Celtic punk. The Athens, Georgia-based indie rock group New Madrid has emerged from a city best known for bands like REM and the Drive-By Truckers. But New Madrid's sound is more guitar-drenched and dreamy, reminiscent of the Byrds or early 80s Paisley Underground bands like Rain Parade. Bassist Ben Hackett spoke to us from the road about the band's origins and its unique sound.
And Athens was just the place that we felt most at home. You know, when we were playing, it felt like it was the most fun to play with. The bands we were playing with, we liked more down in Athens, doing things. And another great thing about Athens is it felt like, before I had moved there, having like lived in Nashville, it felt like the value of originality wasn't what I had expected it to be for like such a renowned music city. It felt like there's a lot of stuff that's been done before, but coming down to Athens, that's like one of the main things people care about, you know, which is important. I think it doesn't really make sense to me to just keep rehashing things people have done before if you're trying to like make new music, you know. I'm chewing on forest scum, best and dearest under my breath. Oh, quiet songs, all sweet, just sap spilled from my tree. Still nothing in my head, a wave falls, four shakes through my throat. I never want to stop and breathe. Oh, come on, determined in the dark. Lights out, it's crawling, start to dissolve. Look it up. Coming out was really cool. We got to do like a bunch of big tour stuff. Like I got to go to California for the first time. I'd never been there. The band got to go to California for the first time. We did like two full U.S. national tours last year, like all the way out west, up the East Coast, hitting everything in the middle. So that was really cool. Did South By last year, doing that again this year. This is going to be our third year. Already started on the new album. We've like done a session. We did a session back in, like, December, but now we got this, like, big two-month tour, so we're using this time to, like, road test songs and, like, sort of write on the road, see if, like, something new comes out of just a certain room where we're playing the songs, you know? Once we're done with the tour, we're going to, yeah, really get into recording this summer.
Tony Duggins of the Tossers grew up in an Irish neighborhood in Chicago. Like many rebellious Chicago teens in the late 1980s and early 1990s, he liked punk rock. Yet even the American-born Irish in cities like Chicago are conscious of their Irish roots and traditional Celtic music. After hearing the Pogues, the idea of forming a Chicago-based Celtic punk band made perfect sense to the teenager. Formed in 1993, the Tossers have been playing Celtic punk music longer and as well as anyone in the USA.
So I always knew about Irish music. I didn't really think it was something I was going to do. And then I heard the band The Pogues. They were really great. I really liked them a lot, and I thought their music was great. And I said, hey, you know, this is something I could do. I'd like to do it. There was no like scene around back then. This is when I was like 16 or 17 years old. Yeah, so there wasn't a lot of Celtic like rock bands or punk bands or really a whole lot of it at all, besides, you know, small pockets of it around Chicago. But nothing like a Celtic rock scene or anything. There wasn't none of that. It was all folk bands and stuff, you know.
Oh, I was born a your eyes. I was born on the south side of Chicago town, and on warm summer nights we would all get around, away from Irish parents' eyes, in the dark with lovers and friends, hoping it would never end. So have a drink and sit with me, you're all invited to be free. We were born in the USA.
I was, when I was writing songs, I was real political, because that's what I knew, that's what I grew up with. I was trying to be real political, you know, because I grew up in punk, you know, in the punk scene. And then as I got older, and I'm still that way, you know, I still write a lot of songs about politics and stuff, you know, but a lot more of the family, and a lot more of the tradition, and family have come through with it, probably more so than when I was younger, you know, because that is really what it turned out, you know, to be all about, you know, because Irish music was always a part of my life, and I really learned to let the identity of it let my own identity come through the music, as opposed to trying to be like a political writer or something. At the first, I was trying to be something, and now I'm just me.
Now, Chicago can be very cold. It's a bitter land of frost and snow, but it's where my eyes did first be. In the Emerald City. Oh, now stay with me this afternoon. Hand to me my glass and spoon. My only delight is in being with you again in the Emerald City. When we bikes, we dug out the Erie Canal. With a Chinaman, we laid the railroad as well. Along our westward way to dwell in the Emerald City. Southside stock, yeah, Southside steel. A city built on Irish will. Who all came here with dreams to fill in the Emerald City. Oh, now stay with me this afternoon. Hand to me my glass and spoon. My only delight is in being with you again in the Emerald City. My memories all along the way. Well, I kissed my girl and I fell in love in the front room of Christina's pub. And in my mind I walk her home now and City. Now Chicago.